18. That's 8:16. We're late. Late. We're late. Oh no! Quick, go crazy. Hey, good morning. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach, and we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way, so you can bring value to your customer and have fun without working so crazy hard. That's what the original Agile people wanted to do. Everybody lost sight of that. So I try to remind everybody every day how to make their lives less crazy, right? So today, I got two topics. Well, it's the 498th episode. I got to think of something special for the 500th episode, which will be Monday. So I'll have to figure out what I want to do for that. It's 498th episode. It's about 8:16. Got to get priorities done first. People are like, oh, why do we have deadlines and things have to be done or whatever? And you got to look at the value. So, like, since the holidays, the trash is off, the cats, dogs, everybody. So, my wife's sleeping. So, I took care of everything before I did the show. That's why I was a little bit later than normal. But today, I want to talk about two things. There's a lot of conversation about SAFe and Scrum. Is it Agile? Is it not Agile? So, I want to every once in a while touch on that a little bit and what my thoughts are. And also to talk about PI planning a little bit because one company I was going to work with, their PI event is like 2 weeks from now. So they're going to have fun because they got rid of a lot of support people. So it'll be fun if they do it. Hopefully they do well. They'll do fine. Teams I was working with, they're all prepared and ready to go. Work with them a few times. But I want to talk about some past activities about PI planning and things like that for people in the SAFe world, just to share that information. I know some people are like, oh, I can't help the SAFe. It's okay. Take a break. Okay. So first one I'll talk about is Scrum is like a fine element. So there was a conversation and someone made me think about it. And they're talking about scaling and whether it be SAFe, Scrum at scale, Nexus, whatever, less, however you do it. But I always envision Scrum as like a little finite element. If you ever did any kind of analysis when you were in college or engineering school or something like that, we always talk about the little element. And here I got the little spin. And what they do is that each element is its own little case or activity. And then you add elements onto it to simulate and write simulations in computer software. Pretty interesting, huh? So Scrum, I always envision as the finite element of the analysis, right? And then you add more Scrum teams to simulate what the real world's about. And the key, the tricky part, is the connection of all the different little finite elements together to make a complete picture. And even when you do, analysis or simulation, it's hard to do. Some people think it's easy. I say, it ain't easy to do simulations. So, but Scrum is the fundamental part of all these activities, or Scrum like itself. And maybe you have a Kanban element, maybe you do something else, maybe you do an XP element, and how all that stuff fits together, right? So I always think of SAFe as the integration of all these finite elements, all these little teams, these Scrum teams that are doing their work. So I want to share that with you. Just a visualization of how it works, and this is like a fundamental, Scrum is a fundamental part to any of those scaled operations really working properly. And if you don't do the fundamental part correctly, kiss all the other stuff goodbye. It ain't going to do you squat. It's just more paperwork, more overhead, more Agile accountants that get involved. Okay? So that I wanted to talk about. Now, the other thing, so that's just my thought about Scrum being the finite element of all scaled activities. PI planning. One of the big faults I see a lot of companies do, and they try to make the customer happy. They use features and epics, and they do planning where they underestimate the size of the epic so they can do more features. They want to make the customer happy, right? So you're like, oh, well, we'll make the feature. Estimate the size smaller so that we can do more features for the customer, and then the customer will be happy and everybody will be in a nice, safe place, right? So they come into these planning events. They underestimate the size of these features. They don't go into the sizing of the stories sometimes, though I would try to get teams like, okay, if you're going to do the feature size and then we do the big feature board, okay, there are some faults behind that feature board. If you don't do it right, you're going to get hurt. And one of the areas is estimation of feature size. They do t-shirt size, small, large, medium, whatever, right? Which I think is just hogwash anyhow. But you just do that, okay? So fine, we do that sizing thing. And they're just, so then they'll say, hey, we'll do a lot more features because we purposely made the estimates of the features smaller. So we could do more of them. Then, however, what happens during a PI planning, and they start digging into these stories because they didn't do enough talking during PI planning, enough making sure they cover all the bases and talk through some of the complexity of these stories. What will happen is during the PI, the stories actually take more work, or if they're not managed right, or if they're not using automated testing right, or they're not doing automation, or if they're not developing and testing in the same sprint and they're creating a waterfall effect where it takes two or three sprints to really release the code into production. So it takes longer. So what happens, they underestimate what the size is. They work more sprints in there. And a lot of these companies use these feature sizing to pull budget estimations. And then later on, they find that they overspent because they underestimated at the PI planning event and overworked and did more actual cost to deliver those features. One, because the features were underestimated, okay? And two, they underestimated their bad processing that they do in their teams. Maybe they take stories and they make a dev story and a test story and a regression story and a hardening story. All those four stories in four different sprints to get one product off the ground. Or one other thing is they have teams where they have some dependencies, okay? They don't do a good job coming up with these sub stories for the dependencies. And the team will do part of their coding, and we talked about that's Drumfall, right? They'll do some coding, and then the other team will do some coding, and then they'll do some integration testing. So by the time you're done, you're at four sprints. So it takes an entire PI to do one feature, which is really not how SAFe is supposed to work, nor any scaled Scrum activities, right? So that's just something to think about. I just wanted to share with you because it is a new year coming up. Happy New Year, by the way. Second day into the new year. I know a lot of organizations are gearing up for PI planning when they get off the holidays or something like that. A lot of groups, they do the four quarters and ends in December. Then they start again in January 1st or the first week of January, do their PI planning. So I wanted to share some of those PI planning things. I've done a lot of these over the years. I don't know if I tried counting them all, how many I had done. So, because some organizations, I did such a good job of helping with their PI plannings. The other organizations and the companies would say, hey, Greg, and talk to them, can you come over and help us with their PI? So even though maybe one organization I had, and I had like four trains, the last group I was with, I had four trains, and we were doing PI planning for four trains, right? So theoretically, in the SAFe world, you could say I actually did four times the PI planning because I had helped out with each train. And then other organizations would ask me to help them with their PI planning too and teach their teams how to do it also. So something I want to share. It is the beginning of the year. It's going to be up early again. We're going to get going again, get back to the normal groove. And I'll share with you my transition to the new job and what I do and things like the things I do, whether or not they apply to you. I don't know. But if you have any questions, feel free to send me notes in LinkedIn or YouTube or whatever you'd like to do. And I just want to say happy scrumming. Give us a thumbs up if you like the show, please. And then ring the little bell because as you heard during the show, let's see if it shows it. Oh, look. You got a little thing. There's little me right there popping up on the phone. So if you ring the bell, you get little notes that when we go live and when we post up materials. I am going to post up material this week. I have goals to really take some time this week and split up all the materials into playlists on different topic areas. If any topic areas you would like to see a playlist created for, please let me know. And with that, we're within our 15-minute mark. We're under 10 minutes, so we try to be within a daily scrum. And I just want to wish you all happy scrumming. Happy New Year. May everything be good and you be healthy and sane. So I can be sane too. And enjoy. And take care, everyone. See ya. Bye. Bye.